Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frettel is here now with Sport. Darren, a big win for Cork in the Camogie.
Yeah, absolutely, Keane. A terrific win for Cork. Well deserved as well. And I think the overriding emotion this morning might be one of relief, because this team has had real heartbreak over the last couple of years. Not used to saying that with Cork Camogie, because they have been kingpins really in the game. But, you know, first title since 2018, and they did it in some style as well, winning the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Championship, but a comprehensive victory in the end. 5-13 to 9-point winners. And I think their skipper, Amy O'Connor, really stole the show, but leading her team by example. But then you look at her scoring stats there as well. She scored a hat-trick in the space of just over 2 minutes, Keane, which
fantastic.
Is phenomenal. And it's funny, we're going to hear from her now because she's with Marty Morrissey, but it happened so quickly, she didn't even realise she'd score the hat-trick, which is just summed the whole thing up pretty much. But a phenomenal win for them. Great celebrations last night, as you can imagine, at the Louis Fitzgerald Hotel at Newlands Cross. And who better to check in on them than our own Marty Morrissey? Let's hear how we got on.
Croke Park was very special for the Cork Camogie team, winning their 29th All-Ireland title. I'm joined by three of the stars. Saoirse McCartan, who scored that opening goal in the first half. Amy O'Connor, who scored the three goals in the second half, and also the player of the match. And the brilliant midfielder, Saoirse McCarthy. That's a bit of a mouthful to have the two of you here. Talk to me about coming all the way from County Down and joining the Cork team.
Look, it was obviously a privilege and an honour. Like, I feel really, really, like, honoured to be here, but I think it was obviously the switch was hard and, you know, trying to find your feet, but these girls have been so welcoming and look, like, what more could you want? You know, I've actually become best friends with probably all of them, and I hope I'm not the loudest character in the change room, but Amy O'Connor would beg to differ. Like, but yeah, look, like, I love it, and they're such a great bunch to be involved in, so driven, and I've never actually came across athletes like them. Like, they're ridiculous.
And what brought you to Cork?
Originally I was in Ulster University and I came down here for a placement. I got lucky enough to ask to play for a year, and look, I transferred down to you then because I didn't want to leave, and look, I'm here now, and look, I'm absolutely delighted. Yeah,
but the name McCartan is associated with Down football. I know your dad was a fabulous footballer, won All-Irelands. Have you still got that beautiful Down accent, or are you going to change it now?
Jesus, no one will lose that now. That's a trademark. You know, I get mocked in the change room every now and then, and I take it on the chin. But yeah, look, it's a part of me, and I'll not be leaving. But I do love the Cork accent. You know, when Amy says "man," I love that. But yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, I love the Down accent, and indeed the Cork accent. Amy O'Connor, what a day for Cork, and indeed now player of the match as well with 3 goals and 7 points.
Yeah, a brilliant day for Cork. I suppose at the very beginning of the year we set out to do one thing, and that was win the All Ireland, and it was such a relief and such a sense of satisfaction to get over the line.
When you were hitting a hat-trick, did you realise you were hitting a hat-trick and this was a special moment?
No, to be honest, I actually didn't. It was only after the game when someone said it to me that I realised that I'd scored 3. I thought I'd only scored 2. But yeah, delighted. Stuff of dreams.
What I love about this Cork team is your resilience to keep bouncing back. You've lost 4 national finals, 2 leagues and 2 All-Irelands, and yet you're back as All-Ireland champions.
Yeah, there's huge character within the group, and it was something that, you know, we probably used the hurt from the last couple of years, and it really drove us on, and it's just a very special group that has taken quite a while to build. It hasn't happened overnight. It's taken a good number of years. It's special to be a part of.
And I know schools and colleges played a big part, and I know Saoirse McCarthy is a former pupil of Kinsale Community College, and I know your principal texted me yesterday how proud he was to have yourself and Fiona Keating on the team. But colleges and schools have played a big part in all your lives.
Yeah, look, you know, we go away in the winter after the All-Ireland and what have you, and we go back to our clubs, and then after that we go back to our colleges. Now I'm finished, but I'm glad to go out in a high winning the Purcell with MTU, and there's 5 of us on the team now that won that back in February, so like it's great to be fair, like even winning that kind of stuff with your inter-county teammates.
And do you think, Saoirse, that losing those finals, that helps you to be so, your hurling was just of a highest quality, hooking, blocking, you did an awful lot of defensive work initially as well.
I wish I could say losing didn't help, because it hurts, but like you can't look past it. Like, I think we were so hungry this year, just wanted our standards to be high, and we, thank God it came true.
Absolutely. I'm going to leave the last word to the winning captain. What do you think is next? Have you got that resilience now to go further?
But just such an incredible group, and you know, I'm one of the old ones and I'm only 27 this year, so who knows what's going to happen for this group in the future, and if we stick together I'm sure that we'll, you know, hopefully go on and have some more successes with Cork.
So well done to Saoirse and Amy and
Saoirse.
Saoirse, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well done. Thanks. And congrats.
Thank you.
Well done to Marty with all the names as well. But Keen, I just want to say, what a phenomenal day. I was up there myself yesterday. Record crowd for a Camogie final, 30,000 terrific scenes. And it was it rained so hard in between matches. And I think anyone that turned up for the game yesterday, full credit to them, because they went home soaked. The sun was out 1 minute, the rain was falling down the next. But well done to everyone involved. A really special day. Meath and Derry, an absolute cracky match in the intermediate final as well. Ended up all square. That was like a roller coaster ride. And Clare won the Premier Junior title. Now, Shamrock Rovers beat Cork City 2-1 to extend the lead at the top of the SSE or Trusty League Premier Division to 4 points. Graeme Burke and Liam Burt with the goals there. But I have to say, Rovers were pushed all the way in this particular one. And I guess after wins by Pats and Bowes on Friday night, this was a big victory for them, because those two really piling on the pressure at this crucial part of the season. Dundalk and Shelburne drew 1-1. Arsenal beat Manchester City on penalties to claim the FA Community Shield. The sides finished 1-1 at full time. Two more rounds of 16 games at the World Cup this morning. England and Nigeria is just underway. No early goals to report there as of yet. Australia face Denmark at 11:30. Those games live on RTE television and the RTE player. In swimming, Ellen Keane claimed a silver medal on the final night of the Para World Championships. Her second place in the 100 metre breaststroke final secures Ireland another slot for next summer's Paralympic Games.
I'm delighted. Like, obviously I'm disappointed not to have won the gold medal, and it is my last World Championship, so that opportunity is gone. But I booked my place for Paris, so I'm so happy with that. I can relax. I've had a pretty hard year in the pool. I've had to struggle with a few injuries, so just even to come top two, I'm delighted with that.
Great result, and like you said, all eyes are going to focus now on Paris. So you've got a fun year ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And even come second now, like, gives me a fire in my belly. Like, I'd love to be on top of that podium again in Paris. And obviously Anastasia is a great talent, so she's going to push me now for my final year. And yeah, I'm just excited to get into my cold ice bath now to recover.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Well done to Ellen. Well done also to Roisin Éireann and Nicole Turner. They just finished outside the medals in last night's session in Manchester. But Roisin had already won a gold and a silver at those championships. Still a teenager and really one to watch. It's been a great weekend for our para-athletes in particular, I think. In the velodrome, Ronan Grimes sealed a second bronze medal at the Para-Cycling Track World Championships. Brilliant performance in the men's C4 scratch race on Sunday. And Ronan now turns his attention to the road World Championships next week. He'll be competing in the time trial, which he won bronze in 2022, and he'll be defending his world title in the road race. Lucas Glover won the Wyndham Championship on the PGA Tour last night. Shane Lowry tied for 51st. It means he'll miss out on the season-ending FedEx Cup, beg your pardon. Colm Devine won the Cork 20 International Rally, the penultimate round of the Irish Tarmac Championship. And finally, there's racing today at Naas and Cork. The action in Cork gets underway at 2 and then Naas at 2:15. But Naas is going to be a very special for one particular man, Wesley Joyce. He returns to action just over a year out with serious injury. He had a fall at the Galway Festival in 2022. The apprentice jockey from Limerick, who's now based at the Curragh with Johnny Murta, has two rides this afternoon. Good luck to him. Well done.